time now for the Chatham County Roundup. Presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And right here we have Zachary Horner from the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website to catch us up on Chatham County News. Zach, thanks for being with us today.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Aaron.
Absolutely. And the kind of the big news in Chatham County right now, especially as we get to the end of the month, is that the Confederate statue in Pittsboro, there's now an October 31st deadline for the United Daughters of the Confederacy to do something to present a plan for the movement of that statue. That presumably is not going to happen, at least no sign that it will. So November 1st, county officials will start to move in and remove the statue. Is that where things stand now?
So the official language is that on November 1st, it will be declared a public trespass, which basically says the county can more or less do whatever it wants to remove it. Last night at the Chatham County Board of Commissioners meeting, the board voted 4-1 on a motion that basically was like, okay, so if there's no plan, then the county manager and county staff is authorized to move it safely and securely to a, you know, store it, you know, treat it well, basically, until such time as the UDC's comes and gets it, more or less. There's no word as to when that would happen.
That was going to be the next question,
I asked
right?
Board Chair Mike Dasher that at the end of the meeting, and he said that there's nothing in the motion that says it has to be that day or any other day. So seems if they have a plan, they're keeping it close to the chest, but if not, we'll see. I mean, I've been thinking about that really since the meeting, and has, you know, if it's one of those, like, if you say when you're going to do it, that could invite a lot of protests, which we'll get into in a second. So really I think that'll be one of the more interesting things to see as to how they handle it. We've seen obviously instances where statues have come down in the middle of the night and it's been a problem then, or it come down in the middle of the day and it hasn't been a problem. So I mean, it's really really anybody's guess at this point when it's going to come down.
And I think thinking about previous, and I mean, we could talk locally with the base of Silent Sam being removed, but nationally kind of the same thing. I think kind of the standard MO has been for municipalities that want to remove statues to do it overnight, partly because we don't want a huge protest and partly just for traffic purposes. You're bringing down a statue, you've got a lot of equipment, you want to do that at night anyway.
Right, and especially right there in downtown Pittsburgh, that traffic circle 15501, I don't know how many people drive through it every day, but it's a lot. And having anything that will be able to remove a statue that heavy. I mean, it was taken down, I believe, in the early 90s, the statue part, not the whole monument, but the statue part for cleaning and restoration, I believe it was the early 90s. I can't remember exactly how heavy, but it was really heavy, and they had to bring this big crane in to pick it up. So if we're going to see something like that again, not just with the statue, but the whole monument, it's going to take up traffic. So, yeah, late middle of the night would seem to be the right time logistically, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised to just show up in downtown Pittsburgh one day and it's gone out of nowhere. It's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I can look what used to be there. Yeah. So
the same way I feel when I walk across Polk Place now. It's like, oh, look, the empty space where Silent Sam used to be.
That's right.
Yeah. And now it just looks like it was that way all along.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, it's been there for, you know, going on 112 years now. So it's going to certainly be a change for people who have grown up in Pittsburgh and been in Chatham County their whole lives.
So I guess logistically, and now we're going to talk about this just for the purposes of the process of moving the statue, what do we know about the statue itself? Because one of the things that I learned, kind of learning about the history of all of these statues going up in the first couple of decades of the 20th century, is that there was a company that specialized in just mass producing these very cheap and fairly lightweight statues. And that was the one in downtown Durham that was toppled very, very quickly and moved out of the way. Silent Sam was something that there was an organization that actually spent a lot of money on and had a much sturdier statue built, which made it more difficult to topple or to move. What do we know about the Pittsburgh statue?
Right. Well, I think the biggest thing is that the base is pretty solid rock, and the statue is pretty, like, you can't reach the statue from the ground. You'd have to, and currently it's surrounded by gates and barriers, so you can't even get there anyways. So if something was going to happen as far as it being torn down, I think it would require a lot of people and some equipment to make that happen. And then obviously, the barriers or gates, you could probably get through pretty quickly, but at that point, you're going to be accosted by law enforcement, because they've had those barriers up for probably about a month now.
So that's the statue and the situation there. How about the demonstrations that have been going on?
Yeah, so I think September 12th, Saturday, was the first time there were as a protest and a counter-protest in downtown Pittsburgh. Ended up about 100 people on each side, and for the most part, I was there for the good chunk of the day, and it was pretty peaceful, more or less. I mean, they kind of each side kind of stayed in their respective areas on either side of Hillsborough Street in the traffic circle. But it has really, really escalated from there. Every Saturday, there's been people present. There have been multiple arrests on multiple days. People from the county, people from outside the county. I think the second day of arrests would have been the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
There were of September. Someone from Virginia was arrested the week before. Someone from Fuquay Varina was arrested. So it's been a lot of people coming from outside the county on either side.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big march and rally this Saturday, sponsored by a group called Chatham Stand Up. And they posted on their Facebook throughout the week that they had a lot of groups from different areas, even from out of the state, that were kind of saying, yeah, we support this.
Yeah. Was that a pro-Confederate group?
That was anti-Confederate. Yeah, Chatham Stand Up was people who want the monument removed. Sorry, I should have clarified that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's...
Because there were people on the pro-Confederate side.
Yes.
There were organizations from out of the state that said, oh, we're coming,
definitely,
too.
Definitely. Notably, Act Back, which is from Alamance County.
Right.
It's Alamance County taking back Alamance County. It's a mouthful, but so
I never understood that name until someone said "Act Back." Like, oh, okay, I get
it's a real handful, but once you shorten it, makes sense. But yeah, so there's been a lot of people coming from outside the county, and that's been a point of contention for public speakers, for commissioners, even, as to, okay, you know, we feel like we in Chatham County can handle this, but there's all these people coming from outside the county, outside the state, to be part of this. And it's been interesting to see how that's received, mostly negatively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, depending on what side you're on, you don't mind people coming from outside the
right,
county for
right.
your side, but you know, it's just that's kind of how it works.
Yeah. Speaking with Zachary Horner again, Chatham News and Record, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more information and local news from Chatham County. So speaking of the statue, and this has also been an issue in Durham, it's been an issue in Chapel Hill every time you get and Hillsborough too. Mm-hmm. More recently, anytime you get a number of protests, especially on kind of a big time for business like a Saturday afternoon, mm-hmm. there's always concerns about the effect on business in the area. What effect has it had on Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, that's I had a story in last week's paper about that specifically, and that's been one of the biggest concerns for a lot of people, that even people who don't have a side, they're just like saying, you know, look, this is harming, you know, business downtown. I keep hearing of businesses, restaurants, you know, either, you know, having a lot less people show up or closing on Saturdays just to try to not have their customers mixed up in that.
Mm. Have you heard from any businesses that are legitimately suffering because of that at all?
Yeah, heard that a lot of the restaurants, Pittsburgh Roadhouse right there in downtown Pittsburgh was one that I've heard is really, really struggling, just not having the same numbers as they have before on Saturdays. And Saturday, I mean, downtown Pittsburgh was a great place to walk on Saturday, especially now that the weather's getting cooler.
Right, right.
There's a lot of little shops and restaurants there that you can, I mean, really, you could have all three meals of the day and spend a lot of time in downtown Pittsburgh. You go to the museum inside the courthouse. So there's a lot of opportunities there in downtown Pittsburgh, but the monuments have really pushed a lot of people away.
Mm.
And I think there's probably a valid concern for the future of, you know, even if the monument goes, you know, what's going to happen to people who are for the monument staying have said, and even one of them said last night, it's like, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, so even if it's removed, it's questionable as to whether or not anything's going to change. It's obviously a guess at my, I don't have any, like, this is not a prophecy. It's a guess of, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Speaking with Zach Horner. So that's going on in Pittsburgh right now. Other things going on in Pittsburgh and Siler City
are
local elections, right? Where are things
standing
there?
That's right. Well, every time I drive through this area every Wednesday, and I see y'all signs out, the local election headquarters for Chapel Hill. So yeah, so Chatham County has three contested municipal elections, the town of Siler City mayor and the District 3 commissioner seat, and then three seats on, I guess that's five, three seats on the town of Pittsburgh board. So the candidates have, you know, already started going out, early voting started, and obviously election day's coming up.
Yeah. How is early voting totals so far?
I think we had about 100, and there's a story in this week, and I just read it earlier, about 180, I think, okay. in the early going, so not bad. Mm-hmm. Obviously, municipal elections turnout's going to be a lot lower. You know, the Pittsburgh mayor seat is open, but there's only one candidate. Mm-hmm. So that, at any time, you know, mayoral elections are usually pretty popular, so we're probably going to see lower numbers in Pittsburgh. But both Pittsburgh and Siler City elections have candidates who have put a lot out there, who are working hard to get their messages out. So it's actually been really interesting.
In Pittsburgh, what are kind of the key issues?
Definitely. So one thing that's come up time and time again, I've been at the News and Record for about a year now, and every time I hear something about Pittsburgh government politics, Chatham Park comes up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just whether how people respond to it, kind of oversight and kind of in how much you want to integrate it into the community, how mm-hmm. much it's about holding them to account for things. So that's been a big thing. And so I think the big message is how does Pittsburgh accommodate the growth that's mm-hmm. coming, and you can't stop it, it's coming, while still retaining some of that kind of small town charm. And so commissioners, candidates have brought out various ideas on that. Some are more like, okay, we need to make sure we keep Chatham Park in check, and some mm-hmm. are saying, okay, let's find a way to bridge the gap. Another big issue for Pittsburgh was affordable housing all across Chatham County and probably all across this area of the
right.
state. So that's another thing talking about, you know, do we give incentives to developers? Do we have some kind of government-funded affordable mm-hmm. housing, that kind of thing? So those have been the two big issues in Pittsburgh.
Election Day, November 5th in Chatham County, as everywhere, and October 31st is the deadline for a plan on that Confederate statue. Come November 1st, if there is no plan, county commissioners can, county officials can take action from that point on. ChathamNewsRecord.com for more local news from Chatham County. Zachary Horner, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.